We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Hi, it's me, Sashira Zameda, and I have a stand-up special that is out right now. It's called The First Woman, and it's on the 800 Pound Gorilla website. You can go to 800poundgorillamedia.com, and it's a pay-what-you-can format. Donate whatever you want to watch the special. And then August 29th, it comes out for free on YouTube. And please watch and laugh and share and live life and prosper.
If you want to see me live, I'm doing stand-up. August 26th, I'll be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. September 5th, 15th, I'll be at River City Casino in St. Louis, Missouri. September 16th, I'll be at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota. September 22nd, I'll be at Meridian Hall in Toronto, Ontario. And September 29th, I'll be at the Newmark Theater in Portland. And September 30th, I'll be in a casino in Washington. And you can get all that at NicoleBuyerWasTaken.com or just the little link tree in my Instagram.
Oh, I thought you were saying hello to me. Sorry. You could say hello to the friends. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Sashir. Hello, friends. I was reading our intro.
Yes, go for it. I just am used to you saying hi to me.
I'm sorry. Listen, you are my priority. The people who listen are just cursatory.
Tertiary?
I think that's the word I'm trying to say. What is curse? It means like incidental, right? Like they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, like peripheral.
Yeah.
But cursatory kind of sounds like a word.
I don't think so.
I don't know what it could be, though.
What did you say?
Tertiary.
Yeah. Tertiary.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, friends. We have a special episode for you today. We're doing a crossover episode with my other podcast. Y'all, I've been going since 10 a.m. No breaks. Why won't you date me? We just celebrated 300 episodes with my best friend, Sashir. You.
Yes, I was on the show and it was so fun.
Thank you so much for doing
it. Yes, congrats on 300 episodes.
Thank you. I've done, okay, so in 65 more episodes, you can listen to one every day of the year.
Whoa, that's pretty nuts.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
That's a lot of me talking. I can't imagine listening to me, like, for an hour every day.
I mean, I'm sure people do it.
Wild. What a choice. What a choice. Now do your line.
Oh, so on this podcast, no, on your podcast.
Mine.
Why won't you date me?
And the best thing about this is we're actors who say lines.
But.
This one doesn't even have a character name. This is like our name.
But I don't know how to play myself.
So hard. There's nothing I can hide behind. There's no mask.
So on your podcast, you usually explore romantic relationships, intimacy, and sex stuff.
Hell yeah. Fucking.
And on ours, we usually do like a BuzzFeed quiz. We're talking about friendship, you know, light stuff. So instead of taking a BuzzFeed quiz today, We're going to answer some questions from the New York Times article entitled The 36 Questions That Lead to Love.
You know, I once asked someone to do that and they straight up said no. We'll answer your friendship questions, and at the end of this episode, we'll have a clip of the 300th episode of my podcast for you to check out, you the listener. In the meantime, let's catch up with Sashir. Hey, listen, you've had a second comedy special, First Woman is out now.
Oh my God.
I was trying to make it like more me, and in turn made it like I was an alien who was looking at words for the first time.
It couldn't have been less like you.
Yeah, wow. Okay. So you have a second comedy special. It's called First Woman. Yes. I got to see it live. Yes. I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
And we talked about it on my podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? But I want to know, how does it feel to have it out now?
It feels so good. Yeah, I shot it last year, and I'm just excited for it to be out in the world. You can watch it now on the 800 Pound Gorilla website, and on the 29th, it's free on YouTube. And I am excited for people to see new material from me. I feel like my first special was so wonderful and fun. You can also keep watching that one too. It's called Pizza Mind. It's on Amazon. Actually, fuck Amazon.
But it
came out 5 years ago, and I feel like times have changed. Mm-hmm. I have changed. My comedy has changed. So I'm just really excited for people to see this version of my voice. And I feel like it's a really good representation of me.
That's good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
I'm excited for people to watch it. And guess what? It comes out on August 29th, my birthday.
Yeah.
So do me a solid. PayPal me. send me money. Venmo me. No, I'm kidding. Watch this year's special.
Yes.
All right. Should we answer the love questions? Great segues, right? I'm doing good.
Yeah, we can answer
them. I'm doing great.
Yeah, we can answer the love questions. Actually, wait, I do want to say something else about my special. There were like a couple moments, it's a couple jokes that you helped influence, because we workshop stuff with each other all the time. And there's a joke in there where I'm talking about Charlie horses, and you were like, and it was like about, I was talking about, I guess, ailments that Black people have. Mm-hmm. And like, of course, we statistically have a greater percentage of getting said ailment because we are Black.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and you know, probably Charlie horses even applies to that too. And then I wanted to like figure out a way to like convey like the history of Charlie horses. And you were like, oh, what if you talk about a slave who was taking care of a racist horse named Charlie, and then the horse goes, nigger.
I stand by it.
I mean, it makes me laugh, but I was like,
because if you tell it factually, I think I said, is that what I said, or did I say Charlie horses are like, it's a cramp in your leg that is remnant, like it reminds, I think maybe that is what I said. I know the horse is the punch.
Yeah, you definitely wanted me to personify the horse. And I was like, I don't think my fans
and
would
I was like
that.
I think they'll really love it if you try it. If you just test it out a little.
Mm-mm.
Oh God, I forgot about that until you reminded me of it a couple weeks ago. And it made me laugh so hard. It reminded me of the time I thought it would be good to write jokes about bad things that have happened, because I was like, the memes during COVID were pretty funny. Mm-hmm. What would the memes be like during slavery? And I think one of the ones we came off with was like, once the shackles come off, it's over for you bitches.
Yes.
And then, oh God, there was a good 9/11 one. And I can't remember.
Oh, that's funny. I thought you'd never forget.
Sorry. That's very funny. Oh my God.
Yeah, our text thread is really bad and
terrible.
and it will stay in the text.
It stays in the thread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll call you to be like, I got an awful thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of my favorite jokes, you love it. And you told me to go tell it. And then Netflix told me, you have such a wonderful special. Mm-hmm. Don't put this in.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
But that's how I present it on stage now. Like, you want to hear it?
Netflix didn't even want this joke.
I did it in Denver, but I only did it the late show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the staff members was like, hey, you got to keep telling that joke.
You got to. It is really, it'll be like, it'll be a legend, honestly. It'll be like lore. Like people, because you won't record it probably anytime soon. But people will be like, have you heard Nicole's like B-side joke? Have you heard?
I got a text from someone who was like, what is this joke?
Oh my God.
And I was like, honestly, I don't want to put it to paper. I was like, next time I see you, I'll explain it.
Yeah, I want you to build this up for years. The point where people are like, we need to see that joke.
Honestly, I think a total of maybe 200 people have heard this joke. No, that's a lie because I did it at a gala in Canada.
There's like, Maybe a thousand people
have heard this joke.
Yeah, but one day, the world.
The world. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever.
I think there'll be such a high demand one day that you will have to record it and it'll be great.
Well, it is recorded. I did tape it for my
release
special.
It. Release the recording.
And it's a little icon on my computer.
Waiting to be.
And I look at it and I go, spread. That's funny. It's never going to go nowhere. Someone hacks into my computer to get it.
We have to see this.
We have to. But yeah, I'm excited for your special to come out. I think the response is going to be very nice.
Yeah, I think so too.
And we get to see the evolution of your jumpsuit. From a cold blue.
Yeah.
To a warm amber.
Ooh. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that blue wasn't cold. That was also like a warmer blue.
Yeah, it was like a bright blue.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a different tones all throughout.
Yeah. You've settled into your earth mama.
Very earth mama in the special. Yeah. I did actually contemplate like filming the whole thing barefoot. And I was like, that's a bridge too far.
I'm glad you wore shoes. You can't give them toes away.
Because I wanted a real earthy vibe. And there's like plants and stuff mm-hmm. on the ground. But then I was like, I can just wear shoes.
I'm glad you did, because what if a nail was on the stage?
Yeah, yeah. We're still in an industrial space.
You know, what if a staple, glass?
Yeah, these are all bad things. I don't want my foot.
Tetanus.
Yeah, I don't want tetanus.
Sludge.
Don't want the sludge either.
Yeah, what if there was sludge on the stage, Sashir?
I guess it would absorb into my skin and I become a mutant.
Or everyone would call you Sludgy Sashir.
Oh, no. I don't want to be sludgy, so sheer. That's the worst case scenario.
Uh-huh. Has anyone, like, called you, have you ever done something, like, embarrassing and someone was like, look at the trips a lot?
No. I had cousins that would call me sausage tomato. Like, Sashir Zameda.
Ah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, because it's not your name.
I think that's why I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not necessarily, it's not a burn, but it's just like, I don't know, just call me my name.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I mean, I've fallen down a lot of places and people have been like, hey, are you okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Hey, you fell.
They're not like pointing and laughing at you.
No, they're just like, fall down. I used to fall so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because it was before I was medicated. I just think I wasn't like
grounded.
Yeah. Or like looking around.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take my medicine yesterday because all I had to do was get on a plane. And we were leaving a friend at the place we were staying at. You were with me. And I was filming her twirling around. And I put the phone down because I was looking at her with my eyes and forgot I was filming it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain it any better than that.
You explained it perfectly. Yeah. You thought you were still recording because you were looking at her, but you weren't looking at her through the phone. You were just looking at her.
And boy, oh boy, sometimes I'm like just exhausted by my mere existence. I wrote in my notes app. I was like going through my notes app trying to find like maybe I had scraps of jokes that I had started. And I had written, waking up every day is like climbing out of a grave. And
Holy shit.
I was like, wow, I was really in my feelings that day.
Oh my God.
But I do feel like that sometimes. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no.
The brain's got to get going.
Yeah.
Like today, I usually have water by my bed to take medicine in the morning. And I woke up in the morning and I was like, I don't have water. And I was like, but I have to take my medicine. Mm-hmm. So I put it in my pocket. Instead of just holding it in my hand so I would remember it.
Yeah.
I went through so much of today without taking my medicine.
Damn.
Did I take it?
Check your pocket.
No. Okay, I did take it. I drank it with a warm Diet Coke.
Ew.
It was in my car.
Ew.
It's hot out. It's a real steamer out. And it's the bed I chose to lie in.
Yeah,
I left it in the car.
Yeah, you gotta use your resources. The Diet Coke's still in your car?
You better believe it.
Throw it out.
I know. I just want to be upset every time I get in my car and take a sip. Go, why did I do this? Also, my car is so filthy right now.
I just got a car wash today.
I was going to get one today, but I wasn't home long enough for someone to come do it.
Yeah. Dang.
And then I have to do it if someone doesn't come do it because I can't go through the automatic car wash.
Because
she's right. A soft top baby.
Yeah.
But my car is disgusting. It's because it's just been outside for a long, long time and not in the garage.
Yeah. You can get a car cover. You ever thought about that?
And then remove it and put it on. Mm-hmm. And remove it and put it on.
Or maybe just like put it on when you're going to be gone for a long time.
Yes. That is smart. Maybe I should do that. It would have been nice to come home to a clean car.
Yeah.
Instead, she's so nasty. And every time I see her, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you're so nasty.
Yeah.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we take that quiz?
Yeah.
Or do we want to talk more?
I could do either. You want to talk more? What you got?
What do I got?
What do you got? We could take the quiz and maybe that'll inspire some more talk and stuff.
But that means that we can't just talk on our own?
Yeah, no, we always talk on our own. Okay. Don't you remember this show? We always take 20-minute tangents off of one question and then we're like, what were we doing?
You're absolutely correct. Can I just tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I need to figure out my hair braiding situation.
Okay.
I thought of something.
Okay.
Because I have very thin hair,
mm-hmm.
but I've got a lot of thin hair. It's like a patchy field, if you will. And my braids slip, my little individuals slip so quickly. Like this is not even a month old, but
oh,
it
wow.
looks like it's over a month old.
Yeah.
And it's not the braider's fault. It's just what my hair does.
Interesting.
And I don't know what to do.
Hmm.
I'm like, maybe I don't blow dry it to braid it, but then that makes their job infinitely harder to braid coarser hair.
But they should be able to handle that.
Okay.
I don't think your hair is so coarse that they couldn't get through it to braid it.
You're right. It's not that coarse.
Mm-mm. Yeah, maybe don't blow dry it.
Okay.
See if that works out.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Because you said it's already like fluffy, right? Or it's already like thin? Or
it's thin, soft. Supple, not luscious because it's thin. I don't think you really call something luscious as thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you don't need
soft hair.
Then you don't have to blow it out.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah.
Because I really like my braider. She's so fast.
That's
she did
nice.
This whole head in 5 hours.
That's great.
And telling stories.
You got
stories at a time.
You got braids and a show.
Uh huh.
Wow.
She's great. I really love her. Oh, and I got frozen yogurt after.
She just gave you frozen yogurt?
No, I walked over to Frog. And they were about to close. And I said, but can I have a cup? And he was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry to be in here. And he was like, it's fine. And I was like, oh, all right. Well, he seemed belabored.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, you can't have any hot toppings. And I was like, no hot fudge. He was like, no, get out. It was a nice time.
You're like, so sorry to be here. Can I have hot fudge? Just heat it up real quick.
Heat up my fudge. Okay, let's take the 36 questions that lead to love.
Yes.
Now, we're only going to answer a few of them because of time. But this is based on a study by Arthur Aron.
Oh.
Aron explored how intimacy can be accelerated with strangers by asking them specific personal questions. He must have been fun to be around. So we're going to ask, oh my God, what if we fall out of love with each other? Because isn't that like something that could happen?
Is this something that can happen?
Falling out of love.
Based on these questions?
I don't think so.
Please, can you Google what the negative side effects are?
Before
I ask the first question.
I feel like, I think they are just so that you can fall into love. I have done this before with someone I was already in love with.
And did you fall more in love?
I think so. I think it like reveals more about yourself that maybe you haven't discussed, which... like being vulnerable and like learning more about someone automatically makes you feel closer and more mm-hmm. in love. I will say it felt rushed because I think like I had asked like, hey, let's do this quiz. And he was like, okay, yeah, well, like real quick. Like I don't remember what, I don't know why there was a rush, but it didn't feel like we were like, you know, locked in and like, let's take our time for mm-hmm. this. And then there's a moment at the end where you have to stare into each other's eyes for like 5 minutes, maybe it's 3 minutes. It's like for minutes uninterrupted.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay.
Ew, that's wild.
We only did it for like 1 second.
It's weird.
Yeah, you're just staring. And then after a while, it gets boring. And I'm like switching from eye to eye.
I already started. When we started, I was like, one eye, two eye.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
But I guess it's like, you know, it's intimate. It's really, really intimate.
Oh.
And nothing has come up that anyone has fallen out of love.
Oh,
okay.
Asking thank these God. Questions. Did you Google negative side effects of the 36 question quiz?
Negative side effects.
Okay. Given the choice, and you're supposed to alternate asking questions, right?
Yeah, but I think we each answered the question.
Oh, okay. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Anyone in the world?
That's what Arthur Aaron said.
I think I'd say you. You're a great dinner guest. You're very entertaining.
Thank you.
Especially in restaurants.
Oh my God. Thank you.
You're always joking with the waiters.
I cheered for my wine yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of oohs and ahs.
I did not realize how much I ooh and ah until we did this week. It wasn't a weekend. It was during the week.
I know.
We went on a trip. We were like, we're getting away for the weekend. It was like, today's Monday.
Yeah.
And
we did some wine tastings. And every time there was a new wine, it was like, ooh.
I am not aware. I am really not self-aware. I did not realize how much I ooh and ah.
Yeah, you ooh and ah a lot.
Did you know?
I mean, yeah, I guess so, but I guess I wouldn't have labeled you as a ooh or an ah.
All right.
Like, it wasn't a new thing, but I wasn't like,
that's what she always does. That's her thing.
Yeah, I truly am not aware of anything that I do. I didn't realize I spoke with a weird cadence until someone mimicked me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I simply don't sound like that. And then they were like, you simply don't. And I was like, oh, why are you doing this? And then whenever people do impressions of me, I feel attacked. Especially if they get it right.
Yeah.
And because Christy Cello will sometimes do it. And I'm like, stop it. Because I don't realize it until you do it. It's like when I say something, I said something wild at breakfast the other day. Absolutely unhinged. I will not repeat it. It's about a certain person. You know who.
Well, you said so little details that I actually don't know who. But I guess I'm sure I do.
I'll give you a hint. A person.
I believe
we have texted about.
That could be anyone. There's so many people.
This is funny because I really think I'm doing a good job of giving you hints. Okay, we have texted about her.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay.
Her hair
is a cloud.
For those listening, Nicole is doing crazy things with her hands around her head.
Oh, now there's...
Oh, this is just a mime segment at this
point.
Oh,
okay, now I know her. Okay, yes.
And I said a wild thing about this person.
Yes.
And then I didn't think it was wild, and I was like, whatever, cancel me! And then a friend repeated it, and I was like, oh my God, is that what I said? They were like, yes, verbatim, and I was like, that was bad!
Mm-hmm.
No self-awareness. I'll tell you guys, off air. And listeners, you'll never know. Guess what? You're not in studio. But if you enter the raffle, you can come in studio.
And learn what Nicole said on our thread.
Imagine that was a contest you can enter.
That'd be very funny. Well, who would you invite for dinner?
I think I would invite you.
Okay, less confident than my answer.
No, I was thinking, because I was like, well, I feel like the go-to is like some famous person or like someone that you're like, oh, I really want to like know more about you. But I'm like, the best dinners are like either short, quick and dirty dinners or like long dinners where we're like laughing and having a nice time. And you're not going to get that with Oprah because I don't know her.
Right.
I'm not going to have a long, luxurious dinner with her.
Yeah.
Or like Vin Diesel. Like, I'm not gonna have a great, like, I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't want to feel on.
No.
In this dinner of my choosing.
Yeah, I just want to, like, have a nice tee-tee, ha-ha.
Hee-hee, ha-ha?
Tee-hee-hee. What do I say?
Tee-hee-hee.
Tee-hee-hee. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Tee-hee.
What do I say? Yeah, you.
Yay. What would constitute a perfect day for you? On this perfect day,
perfect day,
no one's ever.
okay, I do like doing things with you. Mm-hmm. I also like waking up with you, whether mm-hmm. I wake up later or we are in Italy and I wake up before you.
Somehow.
Also, the other day I woke up before you.
Yeah, I was surprised.
So sure. I wish there was cameras in that house to capture what I was doing because I was creeping around. I was like, I simply can't wake her. And I was like creeping. I was like, I'll fold this shirt. And I'd fold that shirt and I'd run back to bed because I was like, I don't want her to see me out of bed. And I don't know why.
And you thought I would catch you.
I don't know. Because you're wearing like a sleeping mitt. A face mask.
I do want to call it a sleeping mitt from now on.
The other day I was trying to. I couldn't find the words to say tree ornament.
Oh boy.
And I said, what did I say? A December man.
You said a December person, a Christmas man.
Sleeping mitt is so weird. But I didn't want you to take your mitt off and see me like squatting over my suitcase and be like, what is she doing?
But I think I'd just be like, oh, she's up. I don't think I'd be like, get back in bed. You can't be up and awake without me.
Well, in my brain, I was not allowed. And I don't know why. That's really funny. And then also I was just like waiting to be like, hello.
It's something about the way you were sitting did look very presentational because you were like, laid up, and then all the covers were like off of you and surrounding you, and then you're just like on your phone, like kind of like proving
I didn't want to miss you waking up. So if I turned my back and I might have missed it, but I wanted to be like, hi.
That's really funny.
Again, I do things and they seem really normal. Then, like, recounting, I'm like, that's unhinged. I could have left the room. There was other people in the house. I could have gone downstairs. My God. But I was like, when will she? And then I was like, maybe she'll be awake at 8:45. And then 8:45 would come and I'm like, maybe 8:50. I'm like taking bets with myself. Oh, my God.
That's very funny.
But yeah, we wake up together. Either in the same bed or separate beds. I don't really mind. Because, like, your feet don't touch me or anything. And then, like, something nice happens. Like, we go do something. And then maybe it ends with, like, a hot tubbing and, like, a nice dinner.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say where the place is because there's so many different places that we've gone and places that we haven't been to. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my perfect day is, like, on a trip with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to wake up in, like, bed at my house with you. That's insane.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, why is this happening?
Yeah, why don't you go home?
I could just go to my house or sleep on the couch in a different place in the house. Yeah, I also want to be on a trip with you. And I want to go thrift shopping.
We haven't done that in so long.
A really long time.
We got to find a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we did do it. We did it when you were filming. But we didn't find a good one.
No, we didn't find a good one. But yeah. Thrift shopping, eating good food, hee hee ha ha, and having a really good dinner, and then just like being on the couch and like laughing at stuff.
Yeah, I do like that. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old, for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
It kind of does sound like a math question where it's like, you live to 90 and then a train that's 30 years old comes to you 60 miles per hour.
So this is saying, wait, 30? Wait, 6? So at 30, I can either keep this body or keep this mind?
Yes.
But I won't learn anything else?
I think it's like the mind of, like, I think you'll be as sharp as you are at 30.
Because you get dumber as you get older?
Well, not necessarily dumber, but I think
you get wrinkles and idiotness?
No, just like, yeah, your brain deteriorates. Mm. It can deteriorate as you get older. So either your body gets older and breaks down and you keep your mind at the same mental capacity that you had when you're 30. Or your brain will age as it does when you get to 90, and your body is still as fit as it was when you were 30.
Okay, what do you think?
Maybe I would want That's hard.
I thought it was hard at first.
Oh, okay.
Definitely keeping the body of a 30-year-old. How funny. How funny to look exactly like this and be like, I don't know, child. Listen, I lost my damn keys. Where's my senior citizen discount?
Oh, my God.
It's very funny to me because I would literally be like this at 90 years old, not functioning.
But look very young.
Of the mind, but look very young. That's funny.
That is very funny.
Like, oh my God. It's like, I'm 90. You want to suck on a titty? And it's like, what is happening? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I do that too.
That's funny.
For different reasons.
Oh.
Maybe because I think if my mind was sharp, but my body was deteriorating, it would make me very sad.
Oh.
That I couldn't do all the stuff that I used to be able to do. Mm. But if my mind ages just at the pace that it would be aging anyway, my body could do a lot of stuff up until, though it will just be able to do stuff for, you know, until I die. And then, you know, at some point my mind would go, but I think it'd probably last till my 80s or something, very clear, maybe 90s. And it would be nice to still be able to, like, you know, not have as much knee pain. Although I'm in my 30s and I sure do have knee pain.
Wow, you were really thoughtful. I was like, it's funny.
Both are valid reasons.
I would constantly be pulling out my ID being like, no, I'm old. I think my mind is going to go pretty fast.
Yeah.
Or not. Like, my grandpa's 94 and he is sharp and very funny.
Yeah. For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
Like, money's fun.
Money's fun, yeah.
Clothes are fun.
Clothes are great, yeah.
I love having two eyes.
Two eyes.
Not to knock it if you have one, that's fine too.
Most grateful. That's really hard.
I guess the friendships that I have.
Yeah.
Like the people in my life. Mm-hmm. I have a, it's not like I have like a no terrible people rule. I just really don't fuck with terrible people. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of like fabulous people in my life who come in and out of my life. Like one of my best friends from high school lives in Australia. Mm-hmm. And with him, I just got to see him over the weekend. And it felt like no time had passed.
Yeah.
Like, we pulled out our yearbooks and we were like going through that and laughing. Mm-hmm. And like, we played Uno. Sounds dumb. But like, I was so sleepy because I had done so much shit during the day and he came over at night and I was like rubbing my eyes being like, one more thing. I have to tell you this. And then we woke up the next day and he was like, I was so tired last night, Nicole, but I didn't want to go to sleep because I was having so much fun. And I was like, me too.
That's really cute.
And then, yeah, like, and I like that a lot of my friends will tell me things like that. They'll be like, oh, I really liked when we did X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, me too. Like, I went away with Mono. And the day after we were no longer together on vacation, I made a voice note where I was like, hey, Mono, just wondering what you're doing because, like, it's not with me anymore. And, like, I really miss you. Maybe you call me or something. Aww. And then I didn't send it because I was like, that's crazy. Mm. He's home with his partner and his dog. Like, it was a vacation. And then, like, 3 days later, he sent me a voice note. I was like, I really miss you. And I think it's because, like, we spent every day together pretty consecutively, and it was chill and nice, and I miss you. And I was like, Mono! And then I left him an unhinged voice note. Where I was like, So, yeah, like, I really love the people in my life.
Yeah, me too. I like that. I'm gonna take that.
Take it. You can have it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of lovely, meaningful relationships in my life, and that makes my life feel good. Yeah.
Same.
Mm-hmm. If you could
We're supposed to alternate, otherwise we don't do it right. And you're trying to steal questions.
But you paused for so long, I didn't...
Arthur would be so disappointed to know that we're not following him.
Oh,
I did. I did pause for a really long time because I was like, I was like, you already did the grateful one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, Nicole, move on. Okay, if you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be? To move metal. You ever find a parking space where you're like, I could fit. And this motherfucker just inched up a little bit. I fit. I fit.
He'd use it just to park. To get better parking space.
I guess my answers are pretty short-sighted. Also, it doesn't say, like,
it doesn't say superpowers. It just, I mean, it's, I guess that's not what they asked. It's like, that's okay. Under the umbrella of ability.
You know what? I'm going to change my... I'm going to think a little and change mine.
Okay.
The elevator would always be where I want it to be. If I could move metal.
Oh, so you're sticking with the moving metal. You're not changing. You're changing the reason why you want moving metal.
No, I'm just saying I could do more things.
Oh, such as have the elevator where you want it.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
If I lose a key, I guess who can unlock a door?
You can stay with moving metal.
No, I'll come up with something normal. What would yours be?
Well, if we are going the superhuman route.
Okay, superhuman, and then a normal one.
Okay, superhuman.
So I can keep my moving metal.
Yes, I really don't want you. You seem very attached to it. I would want, like, teleportation.
Ooh, never be late. Mm-hmm. You actually would.
I would be late, so.
But it would be less late.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to, like, hustle and bustle and, like, sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my normal one. I have trouble regulating my emotions due to my ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a fun thing I've learned on my ADHD journey.
Yeah.
Quality. I don't want to get rid of my ADHD because I feel like it doesn't make me me. But it is. I do think it, like, I say things that other people wouldn't. And I think it's because of the impulse control thing going on and that my brain moves faster than my mouth or vice versa. But I would like to regulate my emotions a little bit more. I would like to not burst into tears when I talk about, like, Sonic.
Yeah.
Am I going to cry again? Yeah. I would love to be able to regulate my emotions a little bit.
Okay. Better. Yeah. I would like to be able to accept less control, like, be more chill with, like, letting other people take the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, because I love being in control, at least in my own life. I try not to control other people. I have it in the past had problems with that, but yeah, I think be more at peace with, like, knowing I don't have to have control over everything. And also, it's impossible to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have another one.
Oh.
Wait, maybe this is... I don't like change.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, no. Accepting things I don't understand. That's what I would like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Oh.
Aha. Eureka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be able to just... be like, I don't get it, and accept it.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, I don't get it. And then harp on it.
Because
I harp on things I... Because as spacey and as, like, scatterbrained as I am, I'm, like, pretty analytical. I'm like, 1 + 1 = 2. And there's no way around it.
Yeah.
You did this, and that is the outcome. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. But, like, when something is askew, I'm like, but why?
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
And moving metal with my mind.
Yes, of course. We can't leave that behind. Oh, are you trying right now?
Uh-huh.
Looks like you're gonna hurt yourself.
And then this goes down.
Oh, that was scary. That was actually, yeah, all that effort for just this to go down. Just the plug to, like, close. let's see. What do you value most in a friendship? I would say feeling like so comfortable with someone that you don't have to, like, try.
I agree.
And maybe try is not the right word, but just, like, so comfortable that it's like I don't have to fake it or, like, put up any like walls or pretenses, and there's like a second language there, so it feels easy and like mm-hmm. familiar. That's what I value in a friendship.
I would like to have that.
Oh, damn. Do you not think that we have that?
No, I want the answer. Are you kidding?
Oh,
get the fuck out of here. Are you like, kidding me?
I thought you were like,
you
wow,
dumbass
sounds nice.
Motherfucker. Are you kidding me?
I thought you were being mean and saying, wow, sounds nice. Don't have that.
No.
Okay.
I would like to take that answer for myself. Because okay. It is nice to not have to put on any airs or act like a different fucking person or try hard to make them like you.
Well, great. I'm really glad you liked my answer.
My eye is watering. I'm malfunctioning. I was like, I don't want you to think I'm like crying. That's why I was like, my eyes water. It is watering.
Like, you're crying.
I'm sobbing over here just out of one eye.
It's when you're trying to move metal.
I moved this metal, but it was with my hands. I played with a
paperclip.
Yeah. Okay. If you were going to become a close friend, wait. If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, please share what would be important for him or her to know. What? I feel like you should already be a close friend with your partner.
I also feel that way. If you were going to become a close friend.
Arthur.
With your partner.
I mean, maybe another way of looking at this question is like what you want them to know beforehand. If they're your partner and your friend, what do you need them to know to be able to be the best partner to you?
But also, wasn't this made for people who weren't in partnerships? Like, weren't there a bunch of like single people who were like, let's do this and fall in love? So I think that's the phrasing also.
Oh. Okay. So like, we're not partners.
Strangers.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. They would need to know that Nicole and I have a very strong relationship. And it might look different than other friendships. And that's a very important relationship. And they have to know that, like, I have I have two important relationships in my life. And understand that.
Yes. I take that too. 'Cause I have dated people who were like, I can't remember how they phrased this, but I was like, well, Sashir will always be number one. And they were like, so I, what? And I didn't try to walk it back. I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, she'll always come before you.
And we're not dating anymore.
Yeah, I think sometimes people get in partnerships and they assume that friends are now secondary to their partner. And they're like, my romantic relationship is the most important relationship I have in my life. So I'll see my friends later. And they kind of like take them for granted. But I don't want to do that. And we don't want to do that. And I'm sure there's many other people who do that too. But I think it might be there's a learning curve for people who don't have relationships like that, who are not used to like strong bonds and friendships like that, where they're like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, I guess I have to consider this other person. They come along with the package.
Yeah.
No.
I'll never leave.
Please don't.
What did I say to you the other day? If I ever miss a flight,
I have passed.
Why did I say that?
God. Why did you say that?
I miss flights all the time. What a wild thing.
I know.
Oh, I said if I don't text you before missing a flight, consider me passed away.
I was like, I don't want that kind of stress.
Is it my turn to talk?
Yes.
I got the tough ones to say. If you were going to, we already did that one. So it's your turn to speak.
Oh, okay. Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you've just met.
I like how touchy-feely you are, even though I'm not touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel loved. even if I recoil or like scream, it's not in jest. I really don't like it, but.
Even if I push you away, scream at you, say, don't do that. I do like it.
I do. Because it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not a touchy-feely person, but it's nice that you're expressing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want you to be able to like express yourself in any way. Just like when you shut down when you're hungry, mm-hmm. I like really appreciate that you're like, I shan't try to do anything but figure out where food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that you feel comfortable enough to do that, because I feel like some people be like, no, I'm fine. And you're like, I'm not fine, actually. I need food. And I'm like, get her a hot dog. Yeah, I don't think I would say that to someone I just met.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like that you wait till I'm ready to do things. Like, remember when we were on mushrooms New Year's Eve and I was like, show me your boobs.
I'll never forget it.
And then I showed you my boobs. Mm-hmm. And we were in mixed company.
Mm-hmm. We really were. But I've been begging to see those titties for years. And you're like, no. But then one New Year's Eve, hopped up on mushrooms and and six bottles
so
of champagne.
So much champagne. Cleaning up, I was like, what have we done? Also, we all forgot we ate mushrooms. And we were like, ha! We're like, why are we having so much fun? Like, I remember going upstairs screaming things at you. And everyone was like, ha ha. And I was like, I've never been funnier.
That was really funny.
Oh, it was a nice New Year's Eve.
It was great.
Oh.
Yeah. I love how thoughtful you are, because you'll like send me little gifts when you think about me or if you come across something, and not even for like celebratory things, not even for like my birthday. It'd just be like a random, like, I thought of you, here you go. And I'm like, literally like that. It's very sweet and considerate. And yeah. And also, you've just always like, you're very thoughtful when it comes to like my emotional well-being. Like, sometimes I'll be like venting about something or ranting about something, and you'll be like, well, do you think you need to like take time to think about that? Or like, you'll just ask a question, kind of like over this weekend. You're really good at asking questions that like stump people.
I asked a question and everyone was like, and I was like, God.
Yeah. It was just like, you know, we were like drinking and partying. Someone was like, I need a drink. And you were like, well, why? And we were all like, whoa, why do you need to drink right now?
I got to I'm at this current age where I was like, oh, it was in Cabo. Like, I was hungover one of the days I was there, and I was like, I don't want to be hungover on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, drinking will just cause me to have a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol affects me differently. So like, yeah. I blacked out one night and no one knew I was blacked out except for one person who was like, yeah, Nicole, you were bad. And I was like, well, also I was sitting in sand. It's a long story. The chairs were it was a restaurant. It's sand. And I don't know if you've ever blacked out at a restaurant in sand, mm-hmm. but it wasn't fun. Mm-hmm. It was hard to navigate. I was like, how are we walking? But then I didn't feel great the next day. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to be hungover on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And like those last three drinks, same thing happened in Amsterdam where I was like a little like, ugh. I was like, those last two drinks, I didn't need them.
Nah.
Why am I drinking?
Yeah.
Is it because I'm like, party? Or am I trying to fill a hole?
Stay home.
So I was like, meh. When I get to the point where I'm like rowdy and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, hey. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you're good at assessing and asking questions that, you know, make me think. And I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks. I don't think anyone saw that coming. Nicole makes you think.
You do. And you make me giggle and do stuff I don't like want to do all the time. But then I do it and I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm glad. Except for that one time I made you walk through a little mini waterfall at a pool. You didn't like that at all.
I didn't.
We went down a slidey like that.
I did like that, yeah.
You said I won't do it again, but I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't regret it. But the waterfall, I was like, oh, so much water hit my head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It wasn't relaxing or refreshing.
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy. I remember that day. It almost ended with ice cream.
I'm so sorry I didn't.
That happened again on this trip we went on. We went to lunch and I was promised soft serve.
Yeah.
I don't understand what it is about those machines. We're in the year 2023. Mm-hmm. Why can't we build a soft serve machine that doesn't break?
I don't know. I am not the person to answer this. I have no clue. I couldn't possibly. It's too soft?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's really like debilitating for me. I get so excited. So it's like, again, like I feel things really hard. Mm-hmm. So like truly when I was like, guys, I've never been more excited. I was so excited because I've been yearning for soft serve.
Yeah.
Not Froyo. Not magpies, which I like. Real like just soft serve.
Yeah.
And then I got there and I was like, I would like a children's hamburger, french fries, and a cup of vanilla. And he said, it's broken. And I went, oh. And he went, I'm sorry. And I was like, okay. Mm. It was such a high and such a low.
Yeah.
Because like to say what you want and you're going to get it.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
And then you don't get it. And it happens almost every time you order it.
Yeah. You know what? If you could move metal, you could fix those soft serve machines.
I could.
Yeah.
That is my power.
Yes.
Just with my mind, I'm like, and then I do it for myself. And I go, I don't fucking need you. That'll be $300 cash.
You're getting paid because you fixed the machine?
Yeah, you'd have to pay a technician. But you gotta wait on a technician.
Yeah, you're just already there.
I'm here. And I happen to be a customer. I wonder if Magneto has done that.
Fix the soft serve machine?
Yeah, nerds. Has it happened in a comic book? He takes a break from fighting the X-Men to fix the soft serve.
I need to cool off.
Oh boy, all this fighting. I need something. A cool treat.
Hmm.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
We did it. Are we in love?
I do feel more in love with you.
I also feel more in love with you.
Yeah.
Wait, we do our outro now?
No, now we do some questions.
Out
from the
of
people.
Order, Judith.
I'm sorry. It's a separate piece.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I can set one up for you guys to listen to. First.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, yeah.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I'm currently sitting in an In-N-Out parking lot in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm sitting with my AC off so you get that good sound quality, and I'm sweating my ass off. So, I turned 21 in 3 weeks, August 15th, Leo baby. And my friends and I have been kind of planning to go to San Diego. I got this really great, really cheap little Holiday Inn in Solana Beach. It's like 180 a person for like the 4 or 5 days we're going to go. Real cheap. We're just going to get stoned at the beach, and we're all going to drink together for the first time and go to some gay bars. And I mean, this really solid, good plan. And I've been like, hey guys, I planned everything. I got like, we're going hiking. I know the trails. I got us fucking, we're going to look at some whales. I bought the tickets. Like, I have everything ready to go. And I've been kind of asking people to just book the hotel. Give me money so I can book the hotel. That's the problem. It's like $800 total. I don't have that. I'm like 20, you know. Oh my God, sorry. So I'm asking them to all to Venmo me. And I put it in the group chat like 5 times. I'm like, hey guys, this is the hotel. We got a little balcony. It's really cute. Can we all like get on like a call and like book it tonight together? Or can you just Venmo me and I'll book it? And it's crickets. And I've been asking, I've asked maybe 5 times over 2 weeks. And it's getting to the point where I'm getting really frustrated. And I called my closest friend in our friend group. I was like, hey, I just feel like I hate feeling like a broken record. I hate asking you guys to give me money. And it's really frustrating because I just want to celebrate my birthday. So I guess my question is, I'm kind of like, should I just go by myself? Because there has been no mention. No one's asking about this trip. It's not really like in the zeitgeist of the group. And so I'm just like, do I just say, fuck it, do a little, maybe I get myself a little cheap little motel in the mountains and I just kind of chill by myself, or maybe I just do a little staycation. Should I just do something by myself, or should I bring it up with them and say like, hey, what the fuck? You know, we've been friends since high school. I mean, like since middle school, really. And I just feel like I feel really pushed aside, and it's a really important birthday. Thanks for listening. Love everybody. Everyone all over the world. God bless. No, I'm not Christian. All right. Bye.
Turning 21. Mm-hmm. 21-year-olds suck. Mm-hmm. That young? You flaky.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm terrible at planning. Mm-hmm. I plan nothing. I just went traveling for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. I plan nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was great.
Yeah.
And I... with the flights, I made Mono come. This is something he did not have to do. He is fully capable. I am not capable. I fuck up. I told everyone I was back from our trip on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
I was not back. I was on the 16th. I came back.
Yeah.
Somehow bought the correct flight, mm-hmm. but told everyone I was back the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how that happened. She dumb. But sometimes getting together makes things easier
mm-hmm.
because everyone's in one place and you can go, here's what I booked. Can you Venmo me now? And I can look you in the eye and go, are you doing it?
Do it right now. Yeah.
And like Mono could look me in the eye and go, did you buy the ticket or did you switch browsers? And I'd be like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I switched the browser. It timed out. I got to start over. I don't know why anyone hangs out with me. So there's that. Also, I'm curious to hear what your closest friend said when you called them
about
it.
I know. They launched. They're about to like start a different thing, but then diverted. Yeah, I wonder what the closest friend was saying.
Yeah, I think that's one. But it's also, if you've mentioned it 5 times in 2 weeks, maybe it is give up the ghost and go by yourself or invite one of those friends, maybe your closest friend, and see if they want to do it with you.
Yeah.
And you could do a little doubles trip. What do you think?
Well, they are 21. And I also wonder if it's a money thing and no one wants to say it. Because what money do they have?
Yeah, I don't have no money then.
So it's like, okay, yeah, it's 100 something for the hotel each. But also, how are they getting there? Like, is it like they're driving and that's gas money? Mm-hmm. Or are they flying there? That's like money for a plane ticket. Like, and then like restaurants, mm-hmm. bars, like that's all a lot of money.
Yeah, our friend said it was 800 all in. Oh, wait.
Is it 800 total for the person? Hotel, but it's one something.
One, oh, 180, yeah.
Yeah, per person.
And then it's like, yeah.
But drinks, then there's other expenses,
dinner,
too.
Yeah.
So it's possible no one knows how to say, I love you, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I can make this kind of trip. Yeah. Which, you know, is something that they should just say. But also, they're 21 mm-hmm. and probably have never had to do confrontational stuff ever mm-hmm. in their life. So maybe you could text the group and pose it more as a question like, hey, are people still feeling this trip or should we do something more local this time and then like later?
Also, I think add because I think that's great. But also, it's like, I'm excited to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
So should we do something local? Should I just do a bar night or a beach night here? I don't know where they live.
Yeah. Phoenix.
Arizona.
Yes.
Is there a beach?
I don't think so.
Hmm. I get it.
Yeah. Desert.
Let's get in a cactus.
Let's get in a cactus.
See if it bites us.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Emphasize, like, I would like to celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's no, like, pressure of, like, if we don't do this trip, that's a disappointment to
mm-hmm.
me. So then maybe they would respond and be like, oh, well, yeah, I would actually love it if we go to this bar yeah. or something more local that I can, that's attainable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then our friend who called in can just take that trip whenever they want to take the trip.
Yeah.
Or, like, definitely, like, talk to, like, a closer group of friends with, like, a couple mm-hmm. people and, like, figure that out. But it might be, like, too ambitious for a group of 21-year-olds.
I will say, traveling with one or two people is so much easier than traveling with a group of people.
It really is.
I feel like groups, yeah, it's like go to one house and you stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, two or three people can, like, bounce around, have a yeah. nice time.
Yeah. It's easier to get dinner reservations. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, easier to keep track of people.
Mm-hmm.
Less opinions on activities.
Yeah, because I don't want to hear shit about what I want to do. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to get in the hot tub. Shut up.
Okay.
Solved. Okay. Email number one. Yep. Hey, Nicole, Sashir, Kimmy, Jordan, and Judith. First of all, y'all are wonderful humans, and Wednesday is my favorite day of the week because of your pod. My dilemma is I have a close group of friends who are very active and like to go out and do fun things and take awesome trips. Sounds great, right? It is. But over the past 2 years, I've developed a physical disability that has made walking and standing difficult. I've recently started using mobility aids like canes and braces to help. And this is a really big step for me.
My friends know what's going on and are very supportive. And they've been really good about always inviting me to their events. The thing is, the activities they always pick are typically very active, like bar crawling, skiing, amusement parks, just to name a few examples, and I usually don't go. I know it's not intentional, but I sometimes feel excluded due to the inaccessibility of these activities. So I guess my question is, should I talk to my friends about this, or am I making too big a deal out of nothing? And do you have any suggestions for fun activities that I could suggest we do that don't involve a lot of physical movement?
Amusement parks. You can ask if they have a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Skiing. Probably a little harder to access, but you can ask if they have like a mobility thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's also ski mobiles. That's a sitting thing. Snowmobiles. What did I say?
Ski mobiles.
I don't spend time in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like a ski mobile might be a fun thing to do with a friend. I think it's one of those things where it's finding adjustments,
mm-hmm.
like in pole dancing. I can't necessarily do everything that people can do, but I can find an adjustment so I kind of get there.
Yeah.
So I'm like in the same realm. But yeah, I think it's the activity. I know it's like annoying to get creative to be like, how can I participate in it? But that's also kind of fun.
Yeah. I don't ski, but I have been invited to ski. And people will be like, well, part of the best part of skiing is hanging out by the fire and drinking hot cocoa. And I'm like, it's not the skiing. But I think they're just saying that to like bring more people with them. So it's like, you know, they could ski during the day. And I'm sure not everyone in your group is an expert skier. So like some people will probably hang out with you in the lodge or whatever, or like do other activities. So maybe instead of saying a flat no whenever they offer something that seems like it requires mobility, ask, is there a way that we could check to see if there's like an accessible way for me to enjoy this? And then whoever pitched it would guess if they're your friend would probably be happy to look into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, I didn't think about that. Let me check. And then that just also puts it more in their brain of like, oh, I was just pitching a fun thing that I would like to do. Now I need to consider your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's either consider your needs like while we look into these activities, or I'm going to do a better job of actually thinking of things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, while if it comes up and it's like, oh, this seems like it might be something I can't do, ask and be like, well, let's see. Is there a way I can do this? Maybe there is. And then if there isn't, let's see, what are activities that you could do?
Swim club.
A swim club, yeah.
Have your friends come swimming at like a public pool or something.
Yeah.
On Wednesdays at 3.
Do you want to go swimming at 3 on Wednesday?
I really like swimming at 3. Because the sun has moved.
Okay.
And it's not directly overhead.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's still hot. Book club.
A book club is great.
Reading books. Books are back, baby.
Movies.
Movie club.
A movie club.
Just watch Collateral.
Oh, we... Wait. Oh. Whoa. I don't even want to get into what happened inside my brain.
Oh, I know. You went, I also just watched Collateral, and I'll have everyone in this room know we watched it together. And that's why I'm thankful that sometimes that happens to you, because that is my brain 82% of the day.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, and they're like, I was with you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Or I say something like, that's not true. No, okay.
Okay, good.
This is really fun to watch happen.
I was like, whoa, that's so crazy.
You said whoa, and I knew exactly what you were going to say. I just watched it, too, and be like, yeah, man.
I was there.
I was right there.
Well, I was also, like, not in the same row as you. So maybe because I wasn't looking at you.
Although before bed, I said I would give everything up in my life to become Tom Cruise's next wife.
Yeah, we did have follow-up questions and conversations after the movie.
You can start a movie club and watch all of Tom Cruise's films. I think I might start. What did I say after the movie? I clapped and went, he's the actor of our generation.
You did. You did. You want to pledge your allegiance to Tom Cruise.
He's so good. Have you seen Collateral? It is a great movie from 2004, maybe. I don't know. But he plays the villain. This is like one of the few instances where he's a villain. And there's this one shot where he jumps on a train and he looks deranged. And I was like, take me over. Woo-wee, jump this train. My God, yeah. Does it for me.
It was really good.
But yeah, movie club. Let's see, what other thing? Because I do a lot of stuff sitting. Restaurants. You could do like a monthly new restaurant.
Flea markets, maybe? Like, I guess we don't know this person's situation. We don't know if they're like in a wheelchair or crutches.
I think they said they...
It's made walking...
Canes and braces.
Okay.
And if you need to sit sometimes, they do make little canes with little seats that fold out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And walkers with like seats on them. But that's most great. Like a cane, I think, would be probably cool. But yeah, it's finding those things that are helpful for you and being open and honest and being like, I got to stop for a couple seconds. Nobody's going to fault you for that.
Yeah.
Like if I ever go on a hike. I always say, keep going. I'll get there. Don't you dare turn around and wait for me. That doesn't make me feel good. Slow your fucking pace or go. Keep up with me or leave me alone. And if I don't talk, I'm trying to breathe, okay?
And that is great energy to have on a hike.
So I say if I ever. I've been on 2 hikes in my whole life.
If I ever go on a hike.
Don't you dare. The worst. Someone racing ahead of you and turning around. You waiting on me? You invited me up here. You can wait. What? Is the view going somewhere? I hate hiking. I'll never get it. So yeah, you don't have to go on hikes. Those are too hard. I feel you on that.
Plays.
Yes.
Live performances. If you like sports, maybe a weird sport.
Yeah. Pickleball, it's the fastest growing sport in America. You could have won one of them matches.
I went to a roller derby match for the first time. Not that it's a weird sport, but it's not like a conventional, like, you know, baseball, it's football. Wild. It's wild, super violent.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. Do you guys have suggestions?
Beach.
Going to the beach would be nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're on a resort, a lazy river, just laying and just floating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, just like you guys did, you could do a wine tasting.
Yeah.
You're not moving a ton.
Like, yeah.
Unless you're doing like a wine and hike, which that's obscene.
Sounds insane.
Yeah, that first tasting we went to, I sat down, never got up again.
No, yeah, all the wine just came to us. It was great.
They had to pick me up to get me on the plane.
Also, to go back to your amusement park one, I think that they are a perfect person to go to the amusement park with because you go to the front of the line if you have a disability or a wheelchair. Like, your friend should be like, let's go.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you're the queen.
Yes.
Eddie Griffin
has a great joke about that.
Who does?
Eddie Griffin. Do you know that comic?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's about showing your full face on a dating profile. He's like, if you're in a wheelchair, show me you're in a wheelchair. Because guess what? We're going to an amusement park.
Oh, I love that.
It's a great bit. But yeah, you are now valuable to friends. No, that's terrible. That's a terrible way to phrase that.
Well, ideally, you've always been valuable.
Yes.
But even more incentive for them to bring you to this trip.
But I will say, I want this person to know that your physical disability does not limit you.
Yeah.
You just have to get more creative, which I think is better than being boring and basic and being able to just do things without thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Have thoughts.
Have some thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yes, I guess to answer their general question, you should bring it up. It doesn't have to be like a serious, like, hey guys, can we think about me? Kind of like, you know, confrontation. But like, it can just be like, oh, I would love to do this thing. Can we figure out how I can, or can we ask ahead of time? Would I be able to do this? And then I think your friends would hopefully be happy to help figure this out.
Like the skiing thing, I think is a perfect example. If it's like, let's go skiing, you'd be like, hey, is anyone not going to go skiing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if everyone skis during the day, time to get ahead on book club.
Yeah.
Ahead on book club.
Yeah, you can read. And then there's probably a hot tub somewhere.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Hot
heat
cocoa.
Up while they cool
down
the slopes. If you need a slogan, I will write it. It'll be good. You'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Solved.
Solved. Thanks for writing us, people.
And if you want to write us, we have an email address. It's NicoleandSashira@gmail.com. We also have a phone number that we can have voicemails, calls, messages, 424-645-7003.
We also have...
She'll never find that paper. She'll never find it. Well, I guess I'll have to do the whole outro myself. No. We also have merch at podswine.com/bestfriends. We also have transfers of new episodes. Check them out on our show page.
Well, honestly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. This is the easiest way to support this show.
Also, check out the clip. Oh, wait. I'll say this better. Also, check out someone's gonna be like, are they okay? The answer is no. Also, check out a clip from the 300th episode of Why Won't You Date Me. If you like it, check out the full episode everywhere you get podcasts. Yours. Bye.
Yours?
I missed yours and I added it at the end and I didn't think anyone would notice.
That you were all of a sudden talking like Yoda.
Podcast yours.
Yours. And watch my special.
Yeah.
Go to 800poundgorilla.com and you can purchase it there. And then on the 29th, you can watch it for free on YouTube.
Yes. On the 26th, I'm at the casino.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell them a little bit more.
I'm doing stand up at the Cosmopolitan, at the Chelsea and Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. I will maybe not be this unhinged, but I will be funny.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Woo, woo, woo!
Bye! Okay, so do I have any favorite moments from the podcast? Yes. It's with you. It's when we flew all the way down to...
Arizona. Yeah.
To meet a man who had called into Best Friends. Mm-hmm. And I called my agent and I said, you need to set up a show for me to do a live episode. I don't know why I didn't do stand-up. Oh, because I wanted him to come on the podcast?
Yeah, because I don't even know what question he asked on Best Friends, but we were like, we like this voice.
Yes.
And we looked him up.
Yes. And then he wrote erotic fiction?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, and we emailed back and forth. We were like texting.
Yeah.
And I think I was like, just do a segment. Like, just come on and just talk and we can whatever. And then he was like, I don't know, I'm scared. I was like, you don't have to. What if we just meet and I set up a show? And then he was like, okay. And then he canceled on me. Yeah. And then I didn't get to see him, but I did offer women vibrators that I then had to fill.
That was really funny. Because then you were like, you know, preaching how great this vibrator, it was Tracy's dog.
Tracy's dog.
And then you're like, I'll give everyone in the audience a vibrator. And everyone's like, woo! And then I remember you being like, oh, I didn't anticipate how many people would reach out about this.
Every single person who was at that show asked for a vibrator. Mm-hmm. And then I kept getting locked out of my Amazon account because they were like, this has to be fraud.
Yes, yeah. You're buying one at a time vibrators and they're going to so many different
But buying
addresses.
One at a time in like multiple times because my friend Eleanor was helping me. Mm-hmm. So I would buy one, she would buy one. And it was just like, what?
Yeah.
So finally a lady on Twitter was like, I know someone at the company who can help fulfill the orders. And then they did it. And I was like, phew, this was bad.
Yeah. But great intentions. And you've given the gift of orgasms to so many people.
You know, I'm trying. If those who can't
teach,
that's not it either.
Those who can't give?
I don't know. Okay, did I ever expect this podcast to last 300 episodes?
Also, I can ask these questions so you're not asking yourself questions.
Oh, that would make for a nice back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you have a question for me?
I do. I do. Nicole, did you ever think that this podcast would reach 300 episodes?
Sure didn't.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know. Sometimes I'm pretty short-sighted with things. I guess I was like, I'll do this until I don't want to. And I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've interviewed, like, the coolest part about it is I went and saw the Tina Turner musical. And then I was like, I want to talk to her. And then I was like, Mars, I want to talk to her. And then the next week I was talking to her.
Yeah.
It's very fucking cool.
Yeah.
Violet Davis is next. I want to talk to that lady. She's cool.
She's cool.
I love her.
I think it could happen.
Do you think?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know what she would, I would, I'm just dying to know any of her stories.
Right?
Yeah.
And I need to finish her book. I started it. It's like, I'm in the childhood phase, but I want to get to the college phase because I'm very interested to hear about what her life was like. Because I think she went to Yale.
Yeah.
I want to know what that was like. What was Yale like?
And didn't she, oh, maybe I'm thinking of Angela Bassett. I was going to say, didn't she go to school at the same time as another actor? But I think Angela Bassett and Denzel at the same
maybe.
Time?
Maybe. I'd also like Angela Bassett.
Absolutely.
God, she's so beautiful and talented. Ah, those arms. Oh.
Do you think this podcast has helped your dating life?
No, not at all. Simply no. Absolutely not. Truly maybe has hindered it.
Oh, wait, really? How?
Just sometimes I'll meet people who will be like, ah, don't talk about me on your podcast. But then also the person I dated for a while was like, don't talk about me on the podcast. Also, don't talk about me in your stand-up. Also, don't ever mention me to a friend. They were a very private person. Mm-hmm. And that was a very hard thing to understand because I have no secrets. Not nary a one.
Yeah, it's hard for you to keep a tight lip on things.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the podcast. We talked about it a lot this weekend, how I can't murder. Because I would hop on this podcast and be like, guys, I did a thing. Mm-hmm. I murdered. And then some listener would be like, I'm going to call the police. Everyone would be like, Diva, get it.
It's like, we have very, very distinct details about someone's murder.
She told us step by step what happened and where
it
at.
Is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on one date with a guy. I know I talked about this, but he was like, I don't know who you are. I have seen you on Conan. My roommates listen to you. Don't talk about me on your podcast. And then he was so poorly behaved. I was like, I must.
Like, just don't be a fool.
Yeah.
And I won't talk about you.
Don't be bad.
Just be normal.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway. and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.